Good morning. Hey, I've heard that song before. Yes, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing, and it's the name of this program that you can hear every Sunday at this time on CHUO-FM at the University of Ottawa. It's a program of music that was popular in the years from the 1920s to the 1950s. Those were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, of great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. I'm David Peel, and these are songs I've heard before. Perhaps you've heard them too. But even if you haven't, why don't you join me for the next hour, listen to some old records, and hear what popular music was like in the years before rock and roll. And this morning, we're going to listen to songs by Doris Day, who yesterday celebrated her 80th birthday. She was without doubt one of the best popular singers of the 1940s and 50s, but because of her immense success as an actress in movies and on television in later years, people sometimes seem to forget what a marvelous singer she was. We'll begin with three of her biggest hit records, It's Magic and Love Somebody, a duet with Buddy Clark, both from 1948, and Secret Love from 1953. So here we are this morning then, just after her 80th birthday, with Doris Day.
It's magic without a golden wand or mystic charms. Fantastic things begin when it's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my love for you. Thank you.
Yes, I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Handsome say he's 6 feet tall, and his picture's on my wall. Love to be his baby doll. If he kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all.
I love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who. Don't know why she acts so shy. She ought to know I wouldn't dream of even hurting a fly. Hope she doesn't pass me by, 'cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I love somebody, yes, I do.
Love somebody,
yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't say who. He's big and strong.
Would you like to feel my muscle?
Bold and gay.
I never once lost a tussle.
At the moment, he's not very far away.
Why don't you say who? Say already.
I'd want to marry him today.
But you don't say who.
That I cannot do.
Happen to be me.
Possibility.
Won't you tell me who you love?
Love somebody.
Tell me true.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Love somebody.
I do too.
And I do.
Maybe me.
Love somebody.
I hope it's me.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't tell who. Come on and confess.
Why don't you try and guess?
Do tell. Let's tell.
You promise not to breathe a word?
Doris, don't be absurd.
Strictly entree nous?
We too.
Well?
Confidentially.
Between you and me.
Confidentially,
I love somebody.
I've got news for you.
Love somebody.
I feel that way too.
Love somebody.
Glad it's true.
That somebody that I love is you. A secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told the friendly star the way that dreamers often do, just how wonderful you are, and why I'm so in love with you. Secret loves no secrets anymore.
Doris Day with three of her biggest hits, It's Magic, Love Somebody with Buddy Clark, and Secret Love. Secret Love won the Oscar, the best film song, in 1953 from Calamity Jane, written by Sammy Frein and Paul Francis Webster. Doris Day celebrated her 80th birthday yesterday. She was born on April the 3rd, 1924. Well, that's what she says in her autobiography anyway, although some sources suggest that she was born in 1922, but she ought to know. She was Doris von Kappelhoff and was born in Evanston, Ohio, a suburb of Cincinnati, the third child in a family with a German Catholic background. A very talented child, she was performing semi-professionally by the age of 13, mostly as a dancer. A leg badly broken in a car accident turned her mind to singing, and by 14 she was being heard on radio and at a Cincinnati nightclub, then with a local big band. In 1939, she sang for a few months with Bob Crosby's band, ending up in New York, where she found her niche as a band singer with Les Brown. She left that job in 1941 to get married, but after the birth of a son and a divorce, she was back at radio station WLW in Cincinnati. Brown heard her on the air again and rehired her in 1944. She stayed with the Les Brown band until 1946, when she quit to get married again. Happily for us, Doris recorded fairly often with Les Brown's orchestra, which had several hits with her as its vocalist. We'll hear her from 1941 with the band and Let's Be Buddies, a song by Cole Porter from Panama Hattie, and from 1944 with Les Brown's biggest hit, Sentimental Journey, and then from 1946 all through the day. Doris Day now with Les Brown and his orchestra.
Thank you.
a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey.
Doris Day with Les Brown and his band. She was 17 when she recorded the first track we heard, Let's Be Buddies. We then heard her with Sentimental Journey, a huge hit recorded in 1944, but a hit record in 1945. It was written by Ben Homer, who was Les Brown's arranger. And then we heard All Through the Day, a song that Jerome Kern composed and Oscar Hammerstein wrote the words for the film Centennial Summer. Doris Day moved to California to be with her second husband when she left Les Brown in 1946, but the marriage didn't last even as long as her first. However, in 1947, she was often heard on network radio, including a stint on Your Hit Parade, and she landed a contract with Columbia Records and a screen test with Warner Brothers, which gave her a lead role in a major musical, Romance on the High Seas. She had had bit parts in a few minor films in the early 40s, but this one made her a star. In it, incidentally, she sang It's Magic, which we heard earlier, by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. She went on for the next 20 years to become a top Hollywood box office attraction, starring in comedies and dramas as well as in musicals. She also had dozens of hit records. But we're going to hear her next with some recordings from her early Hollywood years that remind us that she had a touch of jazz in her, too. We don't think of her as a jazz singer, but she did pretty well and came from a background that included some jazz. First, a song that she recorded in her very first session at Columbia in 1947 with a sextet that included Tony Mottola and Bob Haggart. It's called Pete, and it was a song that she sang frequently in her nightclub performances in 1946 and 47. Then we'll hear her with Harry James on trumpet and his rhythm section and Too Marvelous for Words, and with the Page Kavanaugh Trio, and a vocal and tap dancing assist from Gene Nelson from their film Tea for Two, called Crazy Rhythm. Here's Doris Day first with Pete.
I've got a man, his name is Pete. He's awfully good and oh so sweet. He's not the kind that you usually meet. He loves me so, and I love Pete. A gal that I know loves a boy named Jim. Though he treats her mean, she still loves him. And Sally loves Joe, who's the kind that'll cheat. Some men are like that, but not my Pete. He never beats me, never mistreats me. He never teases, he only pleases. I take my troubles with a grain of salt, 'cause I've got a man without a fault. I've put him on trial, he passed every test. Whatever he does his best. I've got no complaints, and my life is complete, 'cause I've got a man whose name is Pete. Thank you. He never teases, he only pleases. I take my troubles with a grain of salt, 'cause I've got a man without a fault. I've put him on trial, he passed every test. Whatever he does, he does his best. I've got no complaints, and my life is complete, 'cause I've got a man, what a man. His name is Pete. Glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swelling up. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster Dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. So I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame? And you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
Jazz from Doris Day. Well, marginal jazz, perhaps, but nonetheless interesting to hear. That was Pete, which we recorded at her very first session at Columbia Records in 1947. Then with Harry James on the trumpet, Too Marvelous for Words. That was from the film that they made in 1950 called Young Man with a Horn, where Harry James provided the soundtrack and Doris Day was one of the stars with Kirk Douglas and Lauren Bacall. And then from her film Tea for Two, we heard Doris Day with Gene Nelson and the Page-Kavanaugh Trio and Crazy Rhythm. Doris Day was an important star in the 1950s, both on records and in the movies. She married again, not very happily, it turned out, and raised her son, who eventually became her producer and manager. When rock and roll began to take over popular music, she tried a few songs oriented in that direction, but soon turned to recording albums and had a number of successful ones, especially the soundtrack of her fine movie Love Me or Leave Me, in which she played the role of 1920s singer Ruth Etting. From that film, we'll hear her now with I'll Never Stop Loving You, along with two early 50s ballads, When I Fall in Love and If I Give My Heart to You.
I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never I can feel that you feel that way too. Is when I fall in love with you. Each time we meet, the night doesn't question the stars that appear in the skies. So why should I question the stars that appear?
Till you do, when you promise
things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
Three popular love songs from the 1950s sung by Doris Day. When I Fall in Love, I'll Never Stop Loving You, and If I Give My Heart to You. Doris Day ended her recording career with Columbia in 1964, but she continued to make very popular movies with such stars as Rock Hudson and James Garner, and her television career went into the 1970s. For people who grew up then, her image as a rather straight-laced comedy star or widowed mother had little place for her earlier career as a wonderfully talented and popular singer. But as Oscar Levant once famously said, "I knew Doris Day before she was a virgin." And today we've heard evidence of how beautifully she sang before she became a goody-goody. Well, that's perhaps a little unfair. But she was a great singer before she was a television actress. We're going to conclude this morning with some of the fine recordings that she made on LP albums in the late 1950s and early 60s, all now available on CDs as well. We'll hear My Ship from Kurt Weill's Lady in the Dark, words by Ira Gershwin. Stay with the Happy People from Michael Todd's Peep Show. Bob Hilliard and Julie Stein wrote the music. There Will Never Be Another You by Mac Gordon and Harry Warren from the film Iceland, and another Cole Porter song from the New Yorkers, Let's Fly Away. We'll begin with Doris Day and My Ship.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold. And of jam and spice, there's a paradise in the hold. My ship's aglow with a million pearls, and rubies fill each bin. The sun sits high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in. I can wait the years till it appears one fine day, one spring. But the pearls and such, they won't mean much if there's missing just one thing. I do not care if that day arrives that dream need never be. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to me. If I sing doesn't also bring
to stay with the happy people. Have your fun, live in a land of joy. Stay with the happy people. Face that sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. So take it from me that misery is looking around for company. So stay, stay, stay with the happy people. Don't wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style. Just stay with the people who love to wear a smile. When old Mr. Grouch sat on his couch and told me that the end of the world was near, my happy heart rose with a start, hollering, let's get out of here. Oh, don't wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style. Just stay with the people who love to wear a smile. Just stay with the people who love to wear a smile. You gotta stay with the people who love to wear a smile.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another
spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another?
Fly away. Well, not a bad idea for an 80th birthday, which is what Doris Day celebrated yesterday. She lives in Carmel, California, and she keeps herself involved in charitable work, mostly, I believe, regarding animals. And today we've been wishing her a happy 80th birthday. Doris Day, one of the great singing stars of the 1940s and 50s and into the early 60s. She later, of course, had a very, well, not even later, starting in the 40s, had a great career in the movies and in the 60s and 70s on television. Thanks for listening today to our program. I'm David Peel, and I'll be back with you again next Sunday morning with more music from the 1940s and the 1950s on I've Heard That Song Before here on CHUO-FM at the University of Ottawa.